Hello, and welcome to Dad Educates Daughter, the 80s music podcast, influencing my daughter Rebecca, and we are on Series 6, Episode 4, and we are currently going through the Now tapes of the 80s, and we're probably going to the 90s as well, and we are at Now Volume 4. Hello, Rebecca.
Hello, Dad. Four, and I feel like we've only moved on a year.
Yeah.
So stay tuned to find out how many were actually in the 80s.
Yeah, we're in November 1984. So we are a year on from Now One, which was released in November 1983.
Yeah, this is the third one released in 84.
Yes, because there was only one in 83, which was obviously, as I say, a year ago, November 83. And we've had now two, three, and now four in 1984.
Yeah, crazy.
Yeah. So, how did you find this week's?
So, without giving too much away,
the
only thing I will say, I did find... there was more on here that I like. So Cane Gang, I hadn't heard of. Please tell me I've listened to the right playlist.
Cane Gang, Respect Yourself.
Yeah.
Did we not have them?
No, not that I remember.
I'm just looking at the chart position. So if they didn't have any others, then yeah, quite possibly why.
Yeah, but and I feel like the other ones that I didn't really think about might have just been smaller, but I do think I've had them. So the only one that really stood out as I've not had was at Cane Gang, because Giorgio Moroder and Philip Oakey, I think I've had together in Electric Dreams, but I don't think that was their song, or was it?
Or Giorgio Moroder's song, and he Phil Oakey to sing it. But I don't know if they both wrote it together, but definitely it was Giorgio Moroder.
Yeah, and then the only other one where I was like, "Ooh," was Rockwell. But I did like the song. I was like, "Oh, this sounds familiar." So I feel like I've had Rockwell, but I'm not 100% sure.
You definitely didn't have Eugene Wilde. We hadn't.
I'm going to go to that one. That was my last one.
Yeah, Eugene Wilde, definitely, because I'll be honest, I hadn't even heard of him. That's how good
he was. He was my last one where I was going to go, and the last one, because I was doing it in order then. I knew I didn't have him. But I feel like you said that last week, maybe off as recording. But yeah, so we're getting less people that I've not heard of, or that I've not had. But the one thing I found about this week is... like, obviously, we're still at the beginning, so I reckon they've still only got access to some archives or some people's music, because obviously they go off the charts and they release who's had good releases and the hits and whatnot during the time frame. And so I reckon they've still got selected people they're allowed to use, and they've not got access to everyone as they probably do now. So we're seeing a lot of repeats with, like, you know, we've had UB40, we've had Nick Kershaw, OMD, Queen, like, to name a few, like Culture Club, Bronski Beat. No, have we? Yeah, we have.
No, you haven't had Bronski Beat, no.
Yeah,
no.
Didn't we have Small Town Boy?
Oh, did we?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, last week. Now three, yes.
Yeah. I was going to say, and like Lamar. Like, there's a few that I have had before.
Thompson Twins, had them quite a few times now.
Yeah. So the only thing I will say is some of the songs, and like, obviously they're not just choosing them. Like I say, and you said before, they are going from the charts from certain, like, time frames. So between like the last release of the Now to this one. So these are new to being released for this, like before this. But I just feel like some of the songs released by some of these aren't their, like, top ones.
Well, funny you say that, because the reviews that I've looked at on this one is the worst. Right. And there's a reason for it. And also, contradicting myself, on this tape, you've got two songs that should have been on previous nows.
Oh, okay. So where you've told me that they do get it from.
Yeah, there's two on this one, should have been on previous ones. One of them should have been on now two.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. But yeah, so I just found that, and I'm not taking it away from all the others, because, you know, there were some good songs on here. But some of them, for like some of the people that I know of, but then obviously I'm going off just knowing them. I don't know what else was released in that time frame, whether anything was to have a pick from, whereas I'm just going from what I know anyway. I just feel like some of the songs on here weren't really giving the vibe of what that person can really do. Do you know what I mean? It weren't showing off their true skills.
Yeah. No. And when you see the chart positions, you can probably see that. I mean, so firstly, how many number ones? Now, you had 32 tracks on this one, and obviously the previous ones have been 30 eight. Tracks, so you've got two extra.
Yeah.
How many?
So, I'm going for three.
Okay.
I'm going one. Low, and I'm a one. Okay. See, I was only going for Paul McCartney. Lamar.
Good song, that. No More Lonely Nights.
Yeah.
Never Be Another.
So then Lamar with Never Ending Story.
The Never Ending Story. Yep.
And Ray Parker. But I feel like if you're saying one, it's going to be Ghostbusters. If I remember rightly. I feel like that was number one.
Okay. Ghostbusters. Who are you going to call? Okay. Shall we start then?
Yeah.
Oh, just before we do, Kang Gang, we should have mentioned, because it is in my notes for the very last episode of Bands.
Oh, okay.
Rockwell was on Series 4, Episode 15 with Howard Jones, yeah, so Morrissey, Jermaine Stewart,
I did think I'd heard Rockwell, and because I recognised the song as well, and I was like, oh, I think I have, but I just didn't remember their name. Do you know what I mean? But I did recognise the song.
So you were right, definitely with Kang Gang. It should have been mentioned, though. Right, and I say, Eugene Wilde, even I hadn't heard of him.
Okay.
So,
but that's a lot less than what we have had, so...
Yeah. And this was Kang Gang's second hit. Their first one was Closest Thing to Heaven in July 1984, which got to number 12. That was their biggest hit.
Okay. Oh, so this one got lower and made it onto the Now.
Yeah, but it's probably on the back of that one, obviously got them into the limelight.
And then maybe they're trying
on this one.
Yeah.
Okay. So, cassette one. 16 tracks on this cassette.
Yeah.
So obviously they had 16 on both cassettes, 8 tracks on each side. So side one, Paul McCartney, No More Lonely Nights, number 2.
Okay, yeah. It's from a soundtrack, isn't it? But that was a good start off, not going to lie. And I think, do you know what's the difference as well? I didn't mention this before. The vibes of this one aren't like your upbeat. They're quite mellow.
Well, as I say, the rate of the reviews on this one weren't so good as the previous ones.
Hmm.
Sorry. I've gone in a bit early. This was released in November 1984 and got to number 2.
No!
Yes.
Oh, so this one really, what beat it?
Well, that's, if you want to go into that now, we can, and we'll come back to the going through it. So, At number one was a new compilation tape.
Right.
Which had been released by Sony, RCA, BMG, and Warner Music. So three, because RCA, BMG were like together. And it was to rival Now Music. And I have the very first one released.
So is this the hits?
This is
the hits. Hang on, that's tape. The first one. Why have you got two?
Tape one, tape two.
Double. Oh, did they not put them?
They done them as two separate.
So you had to buy them separately too?
No. You got both.
Right. Got, okay.
It's a compilation tape. You got two different. You got two tapes.
Right. Okay.
So whether Now had sort of trademarked that packaging, I don't know. But you got two different tapes with it.
Okay.
And this was number one. There's a reason for it being number one. The first track on tape one, side one, Freedom by Wham.
How have they got now, Wham?
Well, because they were under EMI. They must have been under Sony.
But Now's had Wham. No, we haven't. Yeah, we have.
Yeah, I think they were originally with EMI and then went to Sony.
Because
George Michael, when he was solo and had his big court case, whatever, trying to get out of his contract, was with Sony. So I'm guessing Wham went to Sony and then George Michael obviously signed up as a soloist with Sony as well.
Yeah.
So by the time Freedom came out, they were with Sony.
Okay.
And they were on there. Now, Freedom was like one of the biggest songs of 1984, and they were on here.
So
now, to put it into perspective, songs on here were in the chart with Freedom, who are on Now, but they didn't get the big one that sold the tape.
Yeah.
So I will read out what was on here. I haven't got the chart positions, but you can see what songs they had. So side one, Freedom, Wham. Like to Get to Know You Well, Howard Jones, who's obviously been on Now as
been
well.
Been on Now, yeah.
All Cried Out, Alison Moyet, also been on Wham, on Now. But these are their bigger hits now. I'm Gonna Tear Your Playhouse Down, Paul Young. Big in Japan, Alphaville. Self-Control, Laura Branigan. Now, this is a strange one. Ghostbusters, Ray Parker Jr. is on both. He's on.
Who?
And the hits tape. Tells you that whoever his music label was, they just wanted to promote his song. So the fact he's on both could tell you where he was in the charts. You know, we will see how big it was. Thriller, Michael Jackson. Another big selling song of the 80s. That's probably bigger than Freedom. And we've got Farewell My Summer Love on Now.
This is what I mean by they're not their big ones.
Also, this is now side two of the hits tape. I Feel For You, Chaka Khan. Caribbean Queen, Billy Ocean. Body by the Jacksons, obviously without. This is now the Jacksons, not Jackson 5, because Michael Jackson's gone. Be Good To Me, the SOS Band. Let's Hear It For The Boy, Denise Williams. Dr. Beat, Miami Sound Machine, featuring Gloria Estefan. Lost In Music, Sister Sledge. And Purple Rain, Prince and the Power, and the Revolution, as it is, was there. So that's just cassette one. Yeah, there is some big songs on there. I think you would agree.
Already, that shows such a difference to Now 4.
Yeah. Now we come to tape two. Careless Whisper, George Michael.
Oh, God.
Drive the Cars. Hard Habit to Break, Chicago. All Through the Night, Cyndi Lauper. Sister of Mercy, the Thompson Twins. I'll come back to that one when we go through now. Skin Deep, the Stranglers. Each and Every One, Everything But the Girl. Smooth Operator, Sade. Side 2 or Side 4. I mean, obviously here, because I've got two tapes, it's Side 2.
Yeah.
On the, funny enough, on the tape, though, is...
Oh, it does say 3 and 4. Yeah.
3 and 4. Give Me All Your Lovin', ZZ Top. Jump, Van Halen. Footloose, Kenny Loggins. Apollo 9, Adamant. Modern Girl, Meatloaf. Some Guys Have All the Luck, Rod Stewart. Teardrops, Shakin' Stevens. And Hole in My Shoe by Neil. So that was the very first Hits tape. So I will just give you some background on the Hits. So Hits, also commonly known as the Hits album, because that's what it became known as.
Yeah.
Is a long-running compilation album series containing contemporary chart music. It originally ran in the United Kingdom and parts of Europe for over 20 years, from 1984 until 2006. It was compiled as a joint venture, variously between the compilation arms of Sony Music, RCA / BMG, and Warner Music groups, to rival the Now That's What I Call Music series that had launched a year earlier in 1983, which was compiled by rival companies EMI and Virgin. Initially, the Hits brand was arguably as popular as its main rival, and all of the first 8 volumes achieved at least a platinum award, with several of the very early albums going multi-platinum. During 1989, 5 years into the Hit series, a drop in sales resulted in several rebrands, meaning that for a period of time, the series lost momentum with the release pattern and the numbering of each volume. And the series was then briefly retired. And then in 1992, there were not any Hits compilation released.
Oh, okay.
The following year, BMG partnered with compilation specialist company Telstar Records for a brief run of 5 volumes of the Hits, 93 and 94. In December 1995, BMG and Warner Music partnered for a new series of Hits albums, and Hits 96 was the first compilation containing the relaunched brand. This proved very successful, and once again, the Hits series started to rival the success of the Now releases at the time. Unlike the earlier Hits output of 2 issues a year, there is a notable increase of up to 5 compilations. And instead of a volume or issue number, they all varied titles. Hits, New Hits, Fresh Hits, Big Hits, and Huge Hits.
Do you think that was because of their rival that they didn't want to do like the Hits 1, Hits 2 and carry that on?
I didn't even know it was theirs until I read on here. So I said about Monsters and Snap, which I can't even find them, but I had the Monster Hits and the Snap Hits, and they actually about it. I think they were on like a double one, like Now. But they had the Hit Pack. I've got the Hit Pack, but I didn't know it was in this compilation, and I think that's where they made a mistake. Mm. They should have continued like Now, in the volumes of they were released, instead of changing it. I think that's where they went wrong, personally.
Yeah.
So, and I didn't even know about these new hits, fresh hits, big hits, and huge hits. Never heard of them. So in December 2000, just going back, so the titles Hits, New Hits, Fresh Hits, Big Hits, Huge Hits. The title is then followed by the year of the release. For example, Fresh Hits, 1997.
Yeah.
In December 2000, Hits 2001 was released. And this indicated that in 2001, there would be a continuation of the standard release pattern of New, Fresh, Big and Huge. However, the compilers decided to rename Hits to Music, and it became the Definitive Hits Collection. And the new series was billed to contain a much broader range of chart hits designed to appeal to the buyers of the hugely successful and long-running Now That's What I Call Music series. Finally, after two volumes of Music in 2001, the end of the year saw Hits 50 released, and was a return to the original numbering format. The hit series had long abandoned in 1989. Which, you know, that's what I'm saying. It was just sort of, just felt it was all, I think they started off really well and then it just got lost.
Then they complicated it a bit, I think.
Yeah. So this lasted for 11 volumes and continued to hit 60 in 2004, after which there was a return to having random hits titles and sporadic releases. The release dates again. By 2006, almost 22 years after the first Hits album was released, the Tired brand could not compete with the evergreen Now series. Seen as no longer profitable or relevant, the last Hits album was called Summer Hits 2006, and this left the Now That's What I Call Music series as the only Hits compilation brand still going strong on the UK compilation album chart as of December 2024.
Oh, wow.
So we know that was the first one and it's still the only one.
Yeah. Wow.
In 2014, Warner Music released the one-off download compilation Top Hits, which could be considered a rival of the series, and since April 2019, Sony Music has released budget compilations under the Hits album name in partnership with Universal Music. So it run from the original series run from 1984 to 1991, and they had big people. They had Madonna, Prince, Bruce Springsteen, Michael Jackson, Fleetwood Mac, Cher, Whitney Houston, Spandau Ballet, as well as Wham, George Michael, Paul Young, and Alison Moyet.
They got the people in. They just obviously, I think they just messed about too much.
And yeah.
Thought it.
Exactly. I mean, even as early as I say, because that's why I didn't realise they were under it. 1989, Monsters Hits was released. 1990, Snap It Up, Monster Hits 2 was released. And as I say, in 1990, the Hit Pack. So when the Monsters Hits theme ended after only two volumes, the Hit Pack was released. Which, as I say, I had, but I didn't know it was to do with this. So, yeah.
And now it makes sense, like everything with the word hit in it, it's like, yeah, it's just to do with them. So, it's like they try, I don't know, they like remodeled themselves quite a lot.
But they started like really well.
Fresh. But it's like then I think they wanted to keep it fresh and try and get people being like, oh, this is something new, let's have.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
So the only thing that the Hits tape influenced was, firstly, this was the only Now compilation that wasn't number one. And up until this year, they have only had two that weren't number one. So, you know, that's quite something. The other one that wasn't number one was back, say back, was as recent, if you want to say that, as 2023. Now 115 only got to number two, due to the Barbie soundtrack.
Oh, wow.
So now 4 and now 113 are the only two apes compilation of this series that have not got to number one. Because even this year now, which was only released, not that, was released November last month, 2024, 119 got to number one, even today.
Yeah, but
they are still getting number one.
But I think I've said this. So when you think about compilation tapes, so I grew up, I've not mentioned this yet. When I was growing up, I had compilation tapes that I did have them. There were two different ones. There was Pop Party, and I remember that at least went up to number six. I know that's not many, but that went up to the number six. And then you had Pop Princesses, so it was all women. But I don't think that did as well. And it just showed, like, now is the elite. It's the one that everyone hears of. You know about it. I mean, I don't know about the kids of nowadays, because I feel like no one...
It's number one now. It got to number one this year.
Yeah, but...
last month.
Yeah, but what I mean is, like, the kids of nowadays, like, you think of my stepchildren, Oscar and Issa.
Who's downloading and buying it? Because didn't buy it.
Yeah, but mine are still download it. What I mean is, when Oscar and Issa get to it, I don't know if they know what it is. Do you know what I mean? Like, so I don't know. But that's what I mean. So it is the elite one, and people are still there doing it, but... what is it really competing against? Like, there's no other compilation tapes of its kind. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but that's why it's good, though. It's got no competition, but it's you can buy one compilation and pretty much have the hits
of that year.
Of that year, that month, that last 3 months or 6 months, depending on how often they come out. What I'm saying is, that's good. That's you don't have to buy an album just for one sort of way. Yeah. You don't even do that now, let's be honest. You just download, just pick and choose. Yeah. But, you know, it's good that you've got different types of music on one album.
Yeah, definitely. And that's what I said, I think, when we were talking about when we first started this series with number one. And I was like, do you know how nice it is to listen to a mixture of songs and not the same person over and over again? Because I feel like when you want to listen to a whole album, it's because you really like that person, don't you? And it's like new and whatnot. But and maybe I'm, you know, a bit of a bit privileged and I've had, you know, my playlist. I remember using your laptop to make my own CDs, so I think I've been making not been listening to full albums of just one person for years, but it's so much nicer to have it. So I completely understand why it does so well, but what I mean is it hasn't got that competition, so it doesn't shock me that it's number one, because the only other things that it's got to come against is Barbie. So I'm not surprised that film just got shocked everywhere. Yeah. But
and that proves how big that film was.
Like a musical or a film with a really good soundtrack. It's not really got anything else being released. There's no other compilation tapes really being compilation.
No.
Really
let's just think back though. 1983 until 2024. Only not been number one with a release twice. One to the hits tape, and the next one to Barbie, which was last year, which was a big film. We've had other big films with good soundtracks.
And I don't know whether it has been released, whether it would be with it now, but Wicked, I'm surprised that's not beating it. That's in the charts of it, but I don't know whether that's been released yet.
Yeah, and so it depends whether they're released when now is.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I don't know when.
You know, I mean, I'm sure the people marketing now probably thought we should have released it a week earlier.
We lost out to Barbie last year. We're not losing out to Wicked now.
You know, why didn't we release it a week earlier?
Yeah.
Because we'd be number one and then maybe knocked off number one. But so, you know, it's all about that as well. But you've got to know. And obviously, when Barbie was released, they didn't.
Yeah.
But anyway, back to now 4. So it only got to number 2.
Uh-huh.
with the Hits album at number one, which was their debut.
Which all the songs I'm not surprised about. Yeah.
It was re-released in November 2019.
Okay, so really.
And it only got to number four.
Oh, so that's, it's really not done well for itself.
No, but now 104 was number one.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So, cassette one, 16 tracks. Side one, 8 tracks. As we've already said, Paul McCartney, No More Lonely Nights. That was number two.
Mm-hmm.
Giorgio Moroder with Phil Oakley, Together in Electric Dreams, got to number three.
Okay, yeah. That's, see, they're top hitting, and not going to lie, like, well, I'll let you know what order I liked all the tapes in, but yeah, these two.
Bronsky Beat, Why, number six.
Mm-hmm.
Le Mal, The Neverending Story, from the sound, which was obviously from the soundtrack of the film, The Neverending Story. And it was actually written by Giorgio Moroder. And Le Mal sang it, having left Kachagugu.
Yeah.
This was his biggest hit, and it got to number four.
Okay.
Nick Heyward.
From what I remember, but apparently not.
Yeah. Nick Heyward, Warning Sign.
Good song.
His, I don't know if it was... Is he on the last one? Nick Heyward?
No.
No. So this is his first, would have been his first release then, I'm guessing, from when he, after he left Haircut 100, number 25.
See, I think Warning Sign's a good song.
John Waite, Missing You, number 9. Michael Jackson, Farewell My Summer Love, number 7. Bearing in mind, Thriller was on the Hits tape, which we all know was number 1.
He missed out on his big one there, didn't he?
Yeah. And now we come to, and I'm surprised you didn't put it down, Lionel Richie, Hello, was the number 1.
Should have been
on now, yeah. 3, as we know. I mentioned it last week. How many missed weren't at number one because of Lionel Richie? They did put it on this now. So it is a now.
I forgot.
Yeah, it's a volume late. So they wouldn't have even had number one on this album.
Yeah, if they didn't.
And depend on what they put on it instead. But yeah. Lionel Richie, Hello, was the number one, even though it was actually released for now 3. It was probably still in the charts, but it wouldn't have been as obviously had the hype. But that was probably their main song, and it was old.
Absolutely. If you amen.
So, yeah. So, where was Ghostbusters? Because that is on both. So then we come to side 2. 8 tracks again. Probably the only influence that the Hits tape had on now. They released 32 tracks where they'd only had 30.
Oh, yeah.
Culture Club, The War Song, number 2. Elton John, Passengers, number 5. Julian Lennon, the late John Lennon of the Beatles' son, Too Late for Goodbyes, number 6. The Style Council, Shout to the Top, number 7. Thompson Twins, Doctor Doctor, number 3. However, it was number 3 in February 1984. Should have been on now 2.
Number 2, yeah.
Their latest song, because obviously now would add their other ones, You Take Me Up and... Yeah. What was the other one? You Take Me Up. And Hold Me Now. Their new song was Sisters of Mercy.
And that didn't make it onto this one where it should have been.
It was on the Hits tape.
Oh.
So now brought out Doctor Doctor, which had sort of clashed with Hold Me Now. Oh, no, not Hold Me Now. You Take Me Up. No, Hold Me Now, sorry. Hold Me Now was on now 2, and they could have also had Doctor Doctor, but by this time they were only having one Other than the very
first one, there
one on there, and Hold Me Now was on here. So Doctor Doctor was never on a Now tape, because Now 3 came out and they had You Take Me Up, and that was on there. But because they couldn't have Sisters of Mercy, Sister of Mercy, that was on his tape, they then put Doctor Doctor on it. The Thompson Twins, rubbing their hands of glee. They've had four
songs come out,
and they've all been on a compilation.
Yeah.
So, So that is why Thompson Twins, Doctor Doctor,
right,
which was released in February 1984, was on Now 4, because they didn't have Sister of Mercy.
Yeah.
Then we have Heaven 17, Sunset Now. That got to number 24.
See, I'm not a big Heaven 17 fan.
Yeah. Anyway. The Kane Gang, Respect Yourself, number 21. As I say, their previous hit was their big hit at number 12, Feels Like Heaven, or whatever it's called. Closer to Heaven, something like that. Tina Turner, Private Dancer, written by Dire Straits' Mark Knopfler, got to number 26, which surprises me, because that was a good song.
It is a good song from her.
Just around cassette one, Hello was number one for 6 weeks, and it is also Lionel Richie's only UK number one.
Really?
Yeah, and remember, it wasn't originally on the Now tape. It should have been on Now 3.
Yeah.
As I said, Neverending Story was written by Moroder. So it's funny that was on the same,
side
as the Giorgio Moroder song of Together in Electric Dreams. So now wait for this. No More Lonely Nights, as I said, got to number 2.
Yeah.
Together in Electric Dreams got to number 3.
Is this the same chart?
And Shout to the Top was number 7. We're all in the same chart that week at those numbers as Freedom by Wham, which is on the Hits tape.
Right, okay.
So now, Hits tape had Wham number 1, plus I think Alison Moyet was number 6, and so that was in the chart.
Right, okay.
And now we've got the number 2, the number 3, and the number 7 of that top 10 from that week.
Wow.
Now, that 1 week.
Yeah. So quick.
Oh, and War Song as well, sorry, was also number 2 to Freedom.
Oh, wow.
Freedom was obviously number 1 for a while. It was number, so Paul McCartney didn't get to number 1 because of it, and nor did Culture Club. Freedom kept both of them off number 1.
Wow.
So
quick question, just because I was thinking of it while we were talking about the Thompson Twins. Obviously, because they've given their permit, artists that were on Now that were so the amount that you've said that then featured on Hits, did they all move record labels then?
No, some of them, their record label probably thought, Hits have offered X amount of money, or they, you know, whatever the agreements were. I mean, if you're not under EMI or Virgin, you're not tied to being on Now tapes, are you? If you're an artist under EMI, you're going to be on Now if it was big enough. If you're an artist on Virgin, you're going to be on Now. But anyone else, they can choose.
Right. Because Now 1 was purely just Virgin and EMI. Still got it in my head that all the people on there are Virgin and EMI.
No, some they would have asked, can we have your song? And they'd have had a bit load of, you know, as long as that record label agreed to it, and obviously the band, then it would go on there.
So because Now have got bigger, they're more known, they can nowadays, like the ones that are being released, like Now, I know for a fact they're not all under the same record label.
It's a badge of honour.
Yeah, but I didn't know that by Now 4 they were being able to branch out. I thought it would have taken them like a while. I thought we would have been on like mid, like, I don't know, because we started in 83. I thought we'd be like 87 and you would have said they've started branching out from their record labels now.
So what you got to think is this was something new when Now Come Out, and it was, you've had three and they're selling like by the bucket load.
Yeah.
Everyone's getting them for Christmas, you know. It was big. Now was big.
Yeah.
And I think it became a badge of honour to be on it.
Yeah. I just thought it was still
the virgin.
So I thought all the people that were on both had kind of moved over.
Yeah. I mean, the first one, which is why we had a lot of doubles, so Catch a Goo Goo had two on there, UB40, you know, that because they were filling it up also promoting a next song.
They used
it to promote. Whereas by now, they don't need to do that. They're selling and they can have the best music to sell their brand. Okay. And so record companies, they were going to and saying, can we have your song? And they were more than likely saying, yes.
Because
they're selling it as, this is a good way to promote our band.
Yeah.
Obviously, when the hits tape come along, you've got a competitor. They've got a choice.
Yeah.
Do you want to stick with Now or do you want to go to the hits tape? And obviously for the very first hits tape, a lot went there. But I think probably with the very first hits tape, because of the record companies involved in it, again, they probably didn't go to any other record companies. They probably used their own artists, but they had a bigger pool of artists and much more successful because you had Michael Jackson and you had...
But then that doesn't make sense as to why they're on both. When I just asked you if that means a lot of them moved to a new record label.
Well, Wham aren't the only one that's on both. Oh, Michael Jackson, I don't know. Obviously, Farewell My Summer Love. It wasn't a big hit.
That's and like ones that have been on it previously. Would that be
But then they were probably asked under these and were asked to go on it. Like Howard Jones or so on, you know.
But Howard Jones is then on the Sony one, so does that mean he was under Sony? He got asked.
He's not here, is he? Howard Jones hasn't been on for a couple of weeks.
He was on last year, the last one.
But he wasn't on the one before, I don't think.
Yeah, but what I mean is, so the last one
he was on it because there was nothing else. That's what I'm saying.
But like he weren't under EMI or Virgin. They would have branched out.
He was probably not under them, and now he is under one of them.
Yeah. Okay, that makes complete sense.
It's hard to know.
I'm with you. Yeah, I get it. I get how it would have worked now.
So now we've got some competition.
Yeah,
and it's proving it with this.
The chart. Yeah,
and the fact that Wham was number one and Now we've got the ones that were underneath it.
Yeah.
I mean, that week, I think Culture Club, the War Song, were number five on that other. So I think it went Freedom, Wham, Paul McCartney, No More Lonely Nights, Giorgio Moroder and Phil Oakey, Together in Electric Dreams. War Song was either four or five. Shout to the Alison Moyer. I know she was definitely in it with All Cried Out, so she was probably six. And then you got the Style Council with Shout to the Top. The hits tape have Wham and Alison Moyer. Now had put the others: Paul McCartney, Culture Club,
right?
The Style Council,
yeah,
and Giorgio Moroder. So, but they would have wanted Wham, and they would have probably had Wham beforehand.
Yeah.
However, why didn't they have Lionel Richie Hello on Now 3? So you don't know what's going on behind the scenes and the, you know, yeah.
And so like anyway. Part of me is like they could have easily, as soon as they didn't get like Freedom, they could have been like, we're not releasing it at this time. But then I think they could have lost their.
Yeah. Oh yeah, they had to. I don't know if they found out about the hits tape. Yeah, I think they would have found out because they've suddenly gone to 32 tracks.
Yeah, I think they definitely had to still release it for people to not lose interest. Because if they didn't release Now and then everyone moved over to the hits, the minute Now 4, say like they delayed the release of Now 4, the minute that came out, hits, people might be like, now I'm waiting for the hits. And they could have lost, and we might be listening, talking about the hit. Like, we could be talking about the hits if they didn't.
Yeah. And I think if the hits hadn't mucked about, there was probably room in the market for both. They don't have to both.
Yeah.
Other than Christmas, when you're going to be fighting for that Christmas present buy. Other than at Christmas in the November, I think there was enough time for them. There's another 11 months.
Yeah.
You know, we know that now is normally released around March. They could have released in April or May. So there was there's 11 months. There was enough time to, you know.
Hits.
And if they, you know, it just depends on, as I say, now were in a sense, were a lesser degree of luck, you know, or not luck, but they didn't have the amount of artists that the Hits tapes would have had.
Yeah.
You know, EMI and Sony were the two big players, but they also had Warner Brothers and RCA.
Yeah, that's true.
Whereas Virgin weren't very big at the time. They were literally, this was their bread and butter, was the Now tapes.
Mm.
You know, so, but yeah. So we move on to cassette two.
Yes.
16 tracks again. Side three, 8 tracks. Queen, It's a Hard Life, number 6. Status Quo, The Wanderer, number 7.
Mm-hmm.
Big Country, East of Eden, number 17. U2, Pride in the Name of Love, that got to number 3. Fergal Sharkey, Listen to Your Father, which was his, I think that was his debut single after The Undertones. That got to number 23. OMD, Tesla Girls, number 21. Kim Wilde, The Second Time. This is her first time on a Now compilation. Kids in America wasn't on it.
Oh, yeah. I've not had her.
But this one only got to number 29. And then you have Nick Kershaw with probably my favourite song of his, Human Racing, but only got to number 19 in the charts. Yeah, that's a good song. Side four, 8 tracks again. Ray Parker Jr., Ghostbusters, Searching for the Spirit, number 2.
Okay. And I knew it was high. Go on. Yeah. Who knocked him off?
Thing is that he's on both.
Yeah.
So, yeah. You know, there was obviously...
one, but then it was a big film as well.
Yeah, so. But he or his record, his producer would have known there was going to be two rival, because they've obviously been asked, can we use your song?
To be fair, I'd be like, yeah, go on then, put me on both.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm not saying, but I'm saying they would have known. They thought, they must have been thinking, this is going to be interesting.
Yeah.
We want them both. We've been asked to be on both.
Let's see.
You know, let's see how this one pans out. I'm just quickly looking who he was to see who... He was at number 2 for 3 weeks.
Ooh.
So, Stevie Wonder, I Just Called to Say I Love You. Oh, I have written it in my notes. I'll come back to it. UB40, If It Happens Again, number 9. Pointer Sisters, Jump for My Love, number 6. Level 42, Hot Water, number 18. Eurythmics, Sex Crime, 1984, number 4. Rockwell, Somebody's Watching Me, number 6. Malcolm McLaren, Madam Butterfly, got to number 13. And lastly, Eugene Wilde, Gotta Get You Home Tonight, that got to number 18. So just so you, some notes on this side. If you remember last week, I told you that I Want to Break Three was written by John Deacon. And they'd the four singles that they released off of that album, The Works, was written by a different member of Queen. So each of them. The one before that was Radio Gaga.
And I found out who that was written by.
Roger Taylor.
Yes.
The drum.
Yeah.
So we're left with Brian May and Freddie Mercury. It's a Hard Life, which only got to number six. I Want to Break Three got to number three. Radio Gaga got to number two. But that could be because by now people have bought the album.
They're not buying the
This one got to number six, and this was Freddie Mercury's offering.
Okay.
So yes. Listen to Your Father. Father, as I said, was Fergal Sharkey's debut single after the after he'd left the Undertones, or the Undertones are disbanded, whichever way you want to go. Nick Kershaw, Human Racing, is his third consecutive appearance, following being on number two with Wouldn't It Be Good, and number three with I Won't Let the Sun Go Down on Me. Ghostbusters was on both Now and the Hits compilations, as already we've pointed out. Sex Crime, 1984, was from the film of the George Orwell novel.
I did wonder why it was called 1984.
Why?
I mean, we probably said that when we discussed it, but I don't remember.
And Eugene Wilde, as I said, he was one that we hadn't discussed before. He only had two top 40 UK hits, and this was his highest charting single. Wow. And it only got to number 18.
Yeah, so
well, I say only, it's still top 20.
Yeah, that's still good, but he weren't like massive.
And then finally, to answer your question of earlier, which I'd looked up again, Advin, if I'd looked at my notes, I'd actually already done it. Stevie Wonder, I Just Called to Say I Love You, was number one when both The War Song and Ghostbusters missed out. Now, the funny thing is, The War Song also missed out to Freedom. So it was number two. It must be number two when Freedom was number one. And it must have been Stevie Wonder that knocked Freedom off of number one, and The War Song was still only number two.
Yeah.
And then obviously has to say Ghostbusters. However, I Just Called to Say I Love You wasn't included on either Now or the Hits album.
Ever.
No, well, that's
well, because no, if it weren't there now, it wouldn't be.
It could have been on future Nows, because we've had the Nows hits of the 80s, Now 100 number ones of the 80s, Now 80s decades, so it could possibly have been on one.
It wasn't on one of them, but it went on like an official number.
That was the Now.
So before I give my rating, my standout song was Together in Electric Dreams.
Good song. Heard that live only at the when was it? Last weekend. Last Monday.
Beginning of December.
Yeah. Watched Human League, and that was what they ended with. And they also ended it with when we watched them at Rewind as well, funny enough. So it's obviously a song that they like to end with.
But then I think it's like it's one that really can not get you going.
Yeah.
But definitely like a crowd pleaser. So that was my standout. And then my favourite side was
probably side one.
Tape one, side one.
Yeah.
And then it was tape two, side four. It was tape two, side three, and then tape one, side two.
I quite like that one, actually. Culture Club, Elton John, Julian Lennon, The Style Council, Thompson Twins, Heaven 17, yeah. Funny enough, I saw Heaven 17 last night because they were supporting Boy George. Culture Club, sorry. Ken Gang and then Tina Turner Private Eye. That's not a bad side, actually.
No, it's not, but I just don't know. Some of it got let down, I think.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Heaven 17, no. Ken Gang, because I think I had an herb them. Elton John.
No, you've had Heaven 17. You'd have had Sunset.
Yes. Yeah. Heaven 17 let it down. Ken Gang, but I think because I hadn't heard them.
Yeah.
Separate sentences.
Sorry.
Yeah, Julian and it was just a bit too, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so. Yeah.
Out of 10 for now, that's what I call music volume 4.
Well, it's a bit of a letdown, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. It wasn't even number 1 in the chart.
No. So just because of the vibes and everything, I'm going for a 3.
That bad?
Yeah. I just don't really? Think... Yeah, because...
From you just saying about it, I'm looking at it and there's some...
But like all together...
There probably is a lot of non-hits as well. So yeah.
All together, I just don't think it was like giving it the best. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, 3 out of 10, cool. I mean, last week we went 9, and I thought that was too high. And this week, I'm saying, boy, you might have gone too low. But hey ho,
I'm gonna go too low. The reviews say it as well, so I rate it before I even hear from you. So,
if the reviews are saying it too,
I mean, I don't think I'm too low at all.
Okay, next week we go to.
Oh, I wonder.
Now five, and we're back to 30 top 30 hits double cassette. And I wish they'd had the chart login. They should have kept with that. The old, what they had on here, chart.
I like the chart login. They've gone to the top chart in or something.
They've taken that away. So the cover is a pig again. Yeah, third now in a row. We've had the pig.
Yeah.
Now 5. It seems like that is their emblem now. And that is on the, I think, now 3 as well. So the artists that are on the front cover, promoting it, Kool and the Gang, Dead or Alive, U2, Phil Collins, The Power Station, Sister Sledge, Paul Young, Simply Red, Marillion, and Duran Duran.
They're back.
So they are some of the
not artists. Quite sure. Thinking about it, first thoughts, I'm like, all right.
There you go.
Might be another mediocre. Okay. Oh, I quite like that. Okay. Yeah, I quite like that cover. Yeah. Might be my favourite cover.
Yeah. Okay. So we will go through that next week.
Yeah.
Now that's what I call music volume 5 on episode 5.
Yeah.
We'll see. I've given away already, really, now where it's going to be in the chart. Every Now tape is at number 1 apart from one other.
But not going to lie, I always expected them to be number 1. So when you were saying about this one, I nearly said number 1, but then you beat me before I could get my words out. So at least I didn't embarrass myself.
Yeah.
So I think I just assumed that they all would be it, whether you told me or not.
I was shocked and I had to look up, and that's when I found out the hits tape was released.
Well, at least we found out.
Because it gave it fitted that in, and that is part of the history as well. Yeah. But I think they mucked up by swapping and changing the name.
Yeah, definitely, I agree.
They had potential to have at least run now to the close. You know, as I say, they didn't have to both release them after Christmas. There's no other time that they had to release. There was room for both in the market.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
hey ho,
that is
history.
That is it. So yeah, worst one so far. Let's hope now five is better for you this week.
We will see. I will let you know.
Okay.
All right then,
On that note, we will say goodbye.
Bye, Dad.
Bye.